Reporter David Sparks is at an evacuation centre in Bairnsdale in East Gippsland. David, what's happening on the ground there?
Well, volunteers are here. They've been here since before dark, getting ready to help people again this morning. There are still people staying here at the evacuation centre. A lot of them were able to leave yesterday. There were hundreds of people here the night before, but some of them simply still can't get back to their homes because a lot of the roads are still cut off. And a lot of people are waiting for more information about what's happened in their communities, wherever they've come from.
And what are conditions like there this morning?
Look, conditions have eased this morning. It's actually quite cool, but still a very serious situation. There are six emergency level warnings in East Gippsland. There's another emergency level warning further northeast in the state. At least 10 fires are burning out of control. Chris Eagle is the incident controller in Bairnsdale. He spoke a little earlier.
The main fire, which goes from the northern part of Bairnsdale across the Cairn River, that's approximately 540,000 hectares. The fire that's impacted Mallacoota, that's actually grown. We've got that at just over 100,000 hectares now this morning. But people need to stay informed and continue to monitor their own situation and look after where they're up to.
How is the Defence Force going to be used to help people in eastern Victoria?
Well, that's still being nutted out. The main areas of assistance are going to be possibly helping evacuate with some areas, but also getting supplies into some communities from the air. But another thing that authorities are going to be looking for help from the military with is actually getting out and about and seeing what the damage is. That's a real problem at the moment. The authorities don't have a clear idea of what roads are damaged, what sort of damage has been done to properties. In fact, they're saying that that's going to be a big priority today and onwards. So that's something that the military may be called on to help with as well.
Reporter David Sparks in Bairnsdale.